All right, so we're diving into this mountain of real estate mastermind transcripts you send over. It sounds like you're looking for some serious lead gen gold.
Some real actionable stuff.
Yeah, like Lori landing a $3.6 million listing from a What's Your Home Worth ad. That's the kind of stuff we live for, right?
It's incredible, isn't it? These transcripts are full of stories like the real world proof that the right strategies can completely change your business. It's just about, filtering out all the noise.
Exactly. Think of us as your guides sifting through these transcripts to find those golden nuggets you can actually use.
We're talking game-changing tactics you can use to cut through the noise and,
Yeah.
build those connections with leads who are ready to buy or sell.
So first big takeaway, hyper-personalization is key. We're talking about ditching those generic messages and treating each lead like a real person.
Yeah, it's like, think about it this way. Imagine getting a handwritten note versus a generic flyer in the mail. That personal touch makes all the difference.
Yeah.
And these masterminds are all about understanding what makes each person tick. What motivates them, what they need, what their dreams are, and then tailoring their whole approach based on that.
One agent said they always ask new leads about their ideal location right away, and then they customize the property list they send them based on their answer.
Got it.
No more generic emails with every listing under the sun.
That's brilliant. It shows them right away that you're not just another agent spamming their inbox. You actually want to help them find the perfect place.
Yeah.
It builds trust from day one.
Exactly. It makes you wonder what's your version of that personal touch. Maybe you could ask about their style or the must-have amenities that make a house feel like home, right? It's the little things. But let's be real, sometimes leads have concerns. How do these masterminds suggest we handle those?
Right on. Yeah, one agent talked about a lead who was really worried about realtor fees. Instead of avoiding it, they tackled it head on. They were super upfront about everything.
Yeah.
And guess what? It totally worked. The lead really appreciated the honesty and it earned their trust.
That makes sense. We're all bombarded with marketing all the time. Being real and authentic is a breath of fresh air. And speaking of cutting through the noise, these agents are loving something called the sandwich email strategy.
Ah, yes, the sandwich technique. Simple, but it works.
Yeah.
You're basically writing an email in three parts. You start with a nice personalized line for context. Then you add a video, we'll get into that later, and you finish it off with a question to get them talking.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Break that down for me. Why is this sandwich approach so effective?
Well, it's all about grabbing their attention and getting them to take action. That personal intro shows them it's not just another mass email, it's just for them. Then the video gives them something interesting to watch that goes beyond words. And then that final question, it's like a little nudge to get the conversation going.
It's like a recipe for email success. One part personalization, one part video, and one part call to action. I'm sold on the sandwich. But let's talk about those videos. It seems like these masterminds can't stop talking about video marketing.
And for good reason. Video is powerful, especially in real estate. But here's the thing, it doesn't have to be some big budget production. One agent was saying how they use simple phone video shot around town to show off their local knowledge.
So ditch the fancy equipment and just hit record. Tell me more.
Exactly. It's about being genuine. People want to connect with you, your personality, your knowledge. Showing off your local expertise through these videos is the best way to do that. Imagine just filming a quick video walking through a popular park or showing off a local coffee shop.
It's like giving potential clients a sneak peek into the lifestyle they could have. It all goes back to that personal touch, right? You're not just selling houses, you're selling an experience.
Absolutely. And speaking of personality, one agent even mentioned making short videos about market trends while they were charging their electric car.
Okay, hold on. That's amazing. Using everyday moments to connect with people and show off their expertise at the same time. What a combo. And it seems like those sandwich emails would be the perfect way to share those video gems.
Exactly. We saw a few people talking about using platforms like BombBomb, that's a video email service,
Yeah.
to send out these really cool personalized home value reports as videos.
Instead of sending a boring old report, they're making the data come to life. That's smart.
Exactly. It's engaging, easy to understand, and people actually remember it. And it's not just about that one video, it's about being consistent across all your channels.
So we're talking Facebook, Instagram, email, even those ads that follow you around online. What's that called? Remarketing?
You got it. The more people see you, hear you, the more familiar you become. And that familiarity, it builds trust even before they've even met you in person. Ever heard of the term parasocial relationship?
I think so, but give me a quick reminder.
Yeah, so it's that connection people feel with like the media personality or even a real estate agent that they follow online. Like, think about your favorite podcast host. You start to feel like you know them even though you've never met face to face.
Right, I get it. So by sharing videos everywhere, you're building that same kind of familiarity and trust with potential leads.
Exactly. You're laying the groundwork for a strong relationship even before that first phone call or showing.
So video is important, but it's not just about the quantity, right? It's about making videos that offer real value. What other creative video ideas did these masterminds share?
Well, remember how important it is to be the local expert. A lot of agents are now creating short videos about what makes different neighborhoods special. Like, think local parks, top schools, those hidden gem restaurants. It's all about showing off that local flavor.
You're not just selling a property, you're selling a whole lifestyle. Okay, so we've covered hyper-personalization and the power of video. I'm ready to tackle our third big takeaway, turning data into actual action. It sounds like these masterminds are all about using data to fine-tune their approach.
100%. One agent shared how they decide who to focus on based on how people are interacting with their stuff. They look at who's opening emails, clicking links, watching videos, checking out listings. Those super engaged leads are the ones they prioritize.
So it's like having a roadmap guiding you to the people who are most likely to become clients. No more wasting time with people who are just browsing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And speaking of roadmaps, there was a lot of talk about this tool called Real Scout. Have you heard of it?
Real Scout? Yeah, I think I've heard of that. What is it again?
So it's like this secret weapon that helps you figure out what your leads actually want. It tracks all their activity on your listings, you know, what they're clicking on, how long they're looking at stuff. And then it suggests, you know, specific properties they might like.
So instead of just blasting out a generic list of houses, you can send them something tailored to their tastes. No more back and forth with listings they don't even care about.
Exactly. It's all about using data to make smarter decisions and give people what they want. One agent even said they use it to see exactly which listings their leads are checking out. Then they'll shoot over a quick message, you know, with a few extra details or even like a fun fact about the property.
That's so smart. It's like you're going above and beyond without, you know, actually going above and beyond. They feel like you're laser focused on their needs, even if you have a million other clients. And speaking of managing a lot of clients, we got to talk CRMs. If you're going to use all these awesome strategies, you need a way to keep track of everything.
Oh, absolutely. A good CRM that's a customer relationship management system is like essential for any agent who's serious about this stuff. It's like your home base for all things lead related, contact info, communication history, all that good stuff.
It's like having a personal assistant who keeps everything organized, reminds you who to call and when, make sure nothing falls through the cracks. And there are so many options now.
Tons. We heard people mentioning Follow Up Boss, Lofty, even StreetText, which has a CRM built right in. It all comes down to finding one that works with your other tools and, you know, fits your style.
Because who needs more tech headaches?
Right.
It should make your life easier, not harder.
Yeah.
And these masterminds, they really emphasize making sure all your tools work together. No more jumping between a million different platforms.
Seamless integration.
Yeah.
That's the key to staying organized and getting things done. Okay, so we've covered a ton of ground today. Let's take a second to recap. We've talked about hyper-personalization, the power of video, and using data to make better decisions. How does it all fit together?
It's like this. You're creating a system for generating leads. That's personal, but it can also scale with your business. You're using those personal touches to make people feel valued, but you're also using tech and data to work smarter, not harder.
Nailed it. And remember, you don't have to do everything at once. Start small. Focus on creating an amazing experience for new leads right off the bat. That first interaction is crucial.
I love that. Start strong and build from there. Once you've mastered those first few days, you can start experimenting with more advanced stuff like video marketing and all that data analysis. It's a marathon, not a sprint. But let's be real. Real estate lead gen can be overwhelming. What advice would you give to someone who's feeling a little lost in the sauce?
Don't get stuck in analysis paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
Pick one or two things that resonate with you. Do them consistently and see what happens. If it's not working for you, switch it up and try again. It's a learning process. You know, you're always growing and adapting.
It's all about progress, not perfection.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, there's no need to go it alone. The real estate world is full of supportive people who are happy to help. Go to those mastermind meetings, connect with other agents online, keep learning, and you'll be golden.
I totally agree. The real estate world can be a wild ride, but with the right mindset and a little bit of hustle, you can achieve anything. Maybe you'll even end up sharing your own success story on a future deep dive.
Now that would be something. Okay, so we've talked about standing out online, but it's a noisy world out there. What makes your message cut through the noise? What's going to grab their attention and make them remember you? One agent had this amazing idea. They send out these personalized calendars with their branding on them. But here's the kicker. They target them to specific groups. So like sports fans, families with kids, you get the idea.
Genius, right? It's like getting your face on their fridge, keeping your name top of mind all year round.
No.
But it's not just about the initial wow factor. You got to back it up with valuable content that keeps them engaged and establishes you as, you know, the expert.
For sure. So many agents are using those "What's your home worth?" ads. But this one agent did something different. Instead of using a photo of a beautiful house, they put a local landmark in their ad.
And that's how you stop the scroll. People are so used to seeing houses that something familiar but unexpected, like a local landmark, it catches their eye. It makes them curious.
Right. I would totally be intrigued. Like, wait, what does that park have to do with real estate? And bam, I'm clicking on the ad to find out more.
You see, it's about understanding how people's minds work online. You have to give them a reason to stop and pay attention. And while we're talking about attention-grabbing tactics, we can't forget about good old-fashioned open houses.
Wait, really? Open houses? I thought those were a thing of the past with everything being digital now.
Not so fast. Open houses can still work, but you have to make them an experience, something that goes beyond just walking through the place. One agent shared their trick. They call it a private screening, where they invite people from the neighborhood to see the property before it officially goes on the market.
Oh, I love that. It's like you're getting this exclusive sneak peek, I bet, that gets people talking and brings in tons of referrals.
Absolutely. Remember, real estate, it's all about relationships.
Yeah.
Creating those personal connections, whether it's online or in person, that's what it's all about.
It really is. It's about those connections, whether it's through a cool calendar or an amazing open house. These masterminds are showing us that thinking outside the box really pays off.
Totally. And that creative energy should apply to how we learn, too. These agents are obsessed with staying ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, market trends, interest rates, new technology. It's like they're real estate pioneers.
They really are. They're not just keeping up. They're looking for that next big thing that's going to give them the edge.
Exactly.
Right.
But they're not just chasing every shiny object either. They're strategic. They focus on what works for them and the people they're trying to reach. It's about finding your niche and owning it.
Makes sense. You got to play to your strengths. Okay, so we've covered a ton today, from hyper-personalization and video marketing to data and all those creative tactics.
Yeah.
If you could only take away one thing from this whole deep dive, what would it be?
Don't overthink it. Real estate is constantly changing. The key is to never stop learning. Try new things, see what sticks, and just keep growing.
I love that. It's a journey, not a destination. And you don't have to do it alone. Connect with other agents, join those mastermind groups, go to events, lean on your community for support.
Couldn't agree more. The real estate world is yours for the taking. So get out there, build those relationships, and never be afraid to experiment. Who knows? Maybe we'll be featuring your success story on a future deep dive.
Now, wouldn't that be something? That's a wrap on this deep dive into real estate lead generation. We hope you're feeling inspired and ready to take your business to the next level.